I'm Chris Rebolo with a report on the high-stake battle between prescription drug discount measures appearing on California's November ballot. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. The Golden State is the current ground zero in a nationwide contest between programs that would allow drug companies to voluntarily discount prices and those that would hold a hammer over drug manufacturers to get them to comply with efforts to give consumers relief from skyrocketing prices. The outcome in California could impact programs under consideration in other states. Here's the choice facing voters. Proposition 78 is the voluntary measure. Sponsored by the drug industry and based on an Ohio program, it would cover about 4 to 5 million Californians who earn at or below 300% of the federal poverty level. Prop 79, backed by a coalition of labor and consumer groups, is fashioned after a Maine law. It would provide discounts for 8 to 10 million state residents, those earning up to 400% of the poverty level. Prop 79 has the hammer. It would allow the state to shift its $4 billion Medicaid business away from drug companies that refuse to provide discounts. Many states are considering discount programs and are watching California to see which way the political winds blow.
California voters have an important medical decision to make. Prop 78 provides direct
television ads paid for by the pharmaceutical industry began airing in mid-August. Pharma has raised an unprecedented $72 million to pass Prop 78 and defeat Prop 79. Rhetoric on both sides is heated.
Prop 79 is the wrong prescription for California. For real help right now, it's Prop 78.
But one key group is staying out of the fray. Pharmacists, those who face patients over the cash register, are not taking any stand, at least for the time being. California Pharmacists Association Executive Director Lynn Rolston says her organization favors price breaks for low-income residents and the uninsured. But she says both measures leave pharmacists out of the loop.
There is so little detail in both 78 and 79 in terms of how this will roll out and how it will affect the individual beneficiaries as well as the pharmacists and access of the patients to the various pharmacists in all the different regions, that we just feel unclear as to where best to come down, and certainly in terms of making a choice between the two. So we felt that neutral is probably best, and that we would like to wait and see how the dialogue develops between the two sides to determine if there is, in fact, any kind of position we could take.
Rolston thinks the drug discounts should have been hammered out in the legislative arena, not taken to the voters. She says campaign claims comparing the California props to laws in Maine and Ohio shouldn't be taken too seriously because California is a much larger, more diverse state. But she does acknowledge that in Ohio, most of the voluntary discounts have come from pharmacists, a cause for concern when considering Prop 78.
That is a fear that we have, that the discounts that are being promised will be expected to come out of pharmacy as opposed to the pharmaceutical companies. And that's not a good direction to go. There just isn't that much profit in what the pharmacies are doing. I mean, most pharmacies make a 2% profit, which is just about enough, you know, to cover all their expenses and employees and everything else.
But Rolston also thinks Prop 79 may be asking too much of the pharmaceutical industry.
Whether or not one should force the pharma companies into some very deep discounts, it has some problems all by itself, because in some cases there is a lot of margin and in other cases there's just not. So an across-the-board enforced idea is difficult.
So for those voters disinclined to get into the nitty-gritty of each proposition, it may be a matter of who do you trust when it comes to casting a ballot in November.
It's good business for us to participate in these programs.
Jan Fakes is a governmental affairs attorney with the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America. She admits pharma's image has been hurt by recent scandals involving Vioxx and other drugs. She touts the success of voluntary discount programs underway in other states and says her industry wants to do even better in California.
We are committed to win back the faith and the trust of the American public, and we're going to do it in a series of small, patient-centered approaches and try and just work with people as best we can. It's good business, and it's good for the patients. It's a twofer. It's a win-win.
But the supporters of Prop 79 are not cutting pharma any slack. Anthony Wright of Health Access says the drug company showed their true colors during an earlier attempt at a voluntary program.
We had a program here in California called the Golden Bear Program. It started in 2001. It was a voluntary program to allow the drug companies to provide discounts for seniors. The Department of Health Services sent out 500 requests to participate. They only got 14 back. The program was ultimately ended by the state when they didn't get a sufficient participation from the drug companies. Proposition 78, the drug company's proposal, has a similar provision that allows Proposition 78 to end at any time if the drug companies simply don't participate. It is nothing more than a tactic to prevent Prop 79 from coming into effect.
The amount of pharma money being poured into the campaign makes it easy to couch this election as a battle between David and Goliath. More than 16 million California voters will have an opportunity to cast ballots on November 8th in a contest that will be followed across the country. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rebelo. Thanks for listening.